Yeah, you acknowledge it, but we can adopt it in the next term, it doesn't matter. So.
Honourable Member, we're just waiting for you now.
Yeah, Chief.
Just be patient.
Yeah, Chief.
Are they coming?
I hope so. Okay.
None of the buildings are now.
From Chevy, Ford, all the dashboards.
Are we still going to have a discussion on Vietnam, as of the first week of December, but that's why we're not going to
have a report. That is something that is outstanding.
I think there's also calculation error on the joint standing report on page 8. It says here 6 plus 7 plus 7 is 20 plus 10 is 50 and not 29. Page 8. Yeah, the joint one, the joint annual, sorry, legacy report. Joint. I see. Yeah. It's covered in is supposed to get a report on that as well, an update from the chief logistics and other step conditions to secure the perimeter and all those things.
Working hard as much as I can.
I think the achievement that I left you noticed was the reimbursement of the We now call up.
I hear from the co-chair here that there is a rule that we need to have at least three members from the NCOP. Is that? Is that the rule? No, that's not that I when we had a meeting, and I think the most important thing here is the quorum. Now the co-chair was talking about the composition. The composition is different from the quorum. Yeah, thank you, Honorable Makumela. Welcome to our meeting, and you are a rescuer as you are here, and we are adopting two reports, the legacy report. I'm sure you are acquainted with legacy reporting. It happens in every committee, and the annual performance report. Now that we form a quorum, I'm going to ask. We are going to start with the legacy report in that order again. I'm going to ask for a mover for the adoption of the legacy report of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. Honorable Skosana.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the legacy report.
Thank you very much. Can we have a seconder? Honorable Gamede. I second. Thank you very much. The report is adopted. Can we go to the annual performance report and have a seconder for the adoption? A mover? I mover first. Honorable Gamede?
I thought the
co-chair would second. But I second. No, we didn't get a mover.
Oh.
I then move. I thought I was seconding the co-chair.
Now I'm seconding you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We must get his name on the minutes.
Let me second. Honorable members, this is our last meeting for. this year, calendar year, quickly, if you can give us your views on the performance, and then we'll close if you want to close. Fine. We can release other members if they want to go. We can release you if you want to go. Yeah. And Honorable Murray?
Chairperson, yes, I think it's to a large extent been a great year, also a very challenging year. Again, I think we as a committee performed and worked incredibly constructive. And I think many other committees can probably learn from us. I think the work that the staff has done, we must actually mention first. The quality of the research, the quality of the content, and the work that our other staff has done, our two secretaries and the other staff, under often very, very, very difficult situations. We recall the trip to Vietnam that was called off on very short term. We remember the often confusion and drama with regards to the trip to the DRC. Despite all of that, I think they've done exceptionally well. Yes, I am concerned, as I've mentioned to you, that I don't think Parliament is taking us serious enough. That's why they, with the approvals of oversights and those kind of things, I always felt that, the others, you just find that everybody's overseas on trips. But whenever it gets to ours, I get the impression that they put that on the back, the last one to look at. And that's something that we will have to talk to the Parliament about. But I think we have learned a lot over the past year. And the way that we have interrogated matters and the way that there was response to our matters was very, very good. Often we were very critical, but I think we were critical with the intention of what is in the best interest of the Defence Force and our nation in compliance with the Constitution that we have got. We were on one page with regard to the short budget allocations, with the reprioritization that we need to do. So if we can use this as a platform going forward for our last quarter in the fifth parliament, and then as a legacy to the sixth parliament, I think we can pat ourselves on the back and say that as a committee and the oversight committee or the joint standing committee, I think we have done pretty well. So thank you to the chairs and our co-members. I think we have always worked I can really say this in a non-partisan way. That was my experience. We have always said what is in the best interest of South Africa, our constitutional requirements, and of the Defence Force and our soldiers, irrespective. And so from that regard, and that point of view, I can just say thank you very much. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think I have said to my chief whip that I don't want to be moved from this portfolio again in the future. That's how much I have committed myself and how much I've enjoyed it, so thank you very much. And may you have a blessed Christmas, each one, both of you, the chairs, the staff, and everybody, that we have a blessed Christmas and that we must remember this is about family, it's about joy, it's about rest, so that we are revived for the new year that is coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Murray. Go to Honorable Gamet. Honorable Chair, it looks like Honorable Murray was speaking on our behalf. He said all the things that needed to be said. But thanks to the committee and the staff, particularly the staff wouldn't be anywhere without it, all staff members. But you have done very well, as usual.
And this time we closed the year with our invited guest. I'll never remember. But thanks very much, all of us, for pulling together. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Co-Chair. Now, my my colleagues have said a mouthful. I also want to echo their sentiments. We did a very good and a great job as the Joint Standing Committee. Thank you to all the staff members, and thank you to all honorable members for their contribution in doing this great work. You enjoy your Christmas and the New Year. Hope we all come back revitalized to continue with the good work for the people of our country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Co-Chair. On my part, I should also thank our researchers and content advisors, our secretaries, Mindy, you've been doing a very good job. Peter, William, and Calvin, you've also been doing a good job, Sisbu. And Aluta, I sometimes confuse Aluto with Aluta Continua. So Aluto, Aluta Continua. Now, thank you very much. As for the members, I must express my appreciation by the kind of support that you gave to me as a chairperson here. I'm telling you, the kind of feedback you are talking is not the kind of feedback that comes in the boardroom. It is the kind of feedback that you get also from other committees or ordinary members of the public. I was at a social gathering this weekend. There was some guy who was working, the former dockyard man. Oh. I was telling the other man, look, you see, in that committee, what surprises me in that committee is the level of debate and constructiveness in the committee. Because when you appear in the committees, all of the committees, when you leave the meeting, you leave with a sense of fulfillment that I've been listened to, I've been questioned, and I've been advised. Now, which shows that members understand the nature and the character of the portfolios that you are participating in, the defense committee, which do not honestly need any form of grandstanding. Now, I must express my appreciation, and also the Auditor General, as usual, has given the committee, the portfolio committee, all the committees, a clean bill of health. But now this was the best performing, one of the best performing committees. And now I wish you all luck as we go home for Christmas and a very happy New Year. Very soon we will be starting with our elections. I will encourage everybody from all the parties that you must encourage people to go and vote so that we must deepen this democracy. Thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned.
Just one last comment from the chair. I think we need to acknowledge also some other achievements of our young researchers here. It is Dr. Wilhelm Janssen van Rensburg today.
Oh. No, thank you very much. Since he said I must wait, he'll tell me. He has never told me. No, thank you very much. We wish all of you should be doctors. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just need